Former Governor Rick Snyder pleaded not guilty in court yesterday after being charged with two counts of willful neglect of duty for his role in the Flint water crisis. State Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud announced the charges yesterday.
Public officials are subject to the same laws as everybody else. There are no velvet ropes in our criminal justice system.
Seven other former state officials and one current state employee are also charged. Joining me now is Senator Jim Ananick. He's the minority leader in the Michigan Senate. His district covers Flint and Genesee County. He's also a Flint resident. Senator Ananick, what do these charges do for bringing justice to the people of Flint?
It helps to validate all the concerns that the citizens brought forward, all the times they were told they were lying, all the times they were told they were crazy, all the times they were lied to. I think it helps to give another level of validation to say, no, they weren't lying. This all could have been avoided if they just would have listened to them and instead of showing them such disrespect, because maybe they didn't wear fancy clothes or maybe their English wasn't as perfect as theirs. But those individuals could have saved a lot of lives if they just would have listened to the citizens of Flint who were trying to protect themselves and their loved ones. What happened in my town was a crime.
What are you hearing from your constituents and neighbors now that the charges have been announced?
You know, it's all over the spectrum. You know, a lot of folks, because of their anger and because of what happened to them, they wanted very harsh charges against Governor Snyder. But a lot of folks, I think, are seeing that this is a very serious investigation. A lot of very serious charges were brought forward. This is a somewhat of a validation for him.
According to the state archivist, no governor or former governor has been charged with crimes related to their time in office. And some critics have suggested that these were policy decisions that shouldn't be prosecuted criminally, or even that those charges, particularly against Governor Snyder, are a publicity stunt. What are your thoughts about that point of view?
I think what folks are really saying is there should be some people that are above the law. And I just don't think that's the case. I think no person, no politician, no matter how privileged or rich you are, you should be held accountable for your actions. The attorney general set up a wall. This is a solicitor general and a prosecutor from Wayne County. They've done no publicity on it. So I don't understand that argument. I understand the desire to try to protect somebody, but I don't think that's the case. And I think, you know, obviously as the trial goes forward, we'll see the evidence come out and people can make a determination for themselves.
The city of Flint was broke and it was under state oversight for years. Michigan's Treasury Department and the emergency managers Governor Snyder appointed decided to switch to the Flint River for drinking water. How has the fallout from those decisions changed the state's approach to cities that are in deep financial trouble?
That's an extremely important question. It's something that I really want to tackle this session, because what's happened is they just ignore the emergency manager law, right? They've not repealed it. They've not put a mechanism in place to make sure that cities and townships and schools don't fall into financial trouble again. They've just basically said, we're never going to use this law again. And I think that's the exact wrong approach. A lot of our cities are still in very desperate need. City of Flint's finances didn't get better under the financial manager. So I think we have to take a real serious look at how we fund our local governments. They're at the mercy of the state, and many of them are struggling.
What does recovery look like for Flint, and when do you see that potentially happening?
I guess we'd quote-unquote be in the recovery phase now. So now that we're having the pipes replaced, at least at the, you know, from the home to the street, you know, we're starting to sort of turn the page, even though we're not healed. I think it's going to take a long time, right? I mean, for the children and some of the families that were hurt, it can take a generation to determine whether or not that neurotoxin damaged a child or not. We have to operate as if it did. The people are very strong. They're very resilient. I just want them to have a period of time where they're not having to be so resilient. They can actually start to thrive. And it's going to take a while to get to that, I think.
Senator, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Senator Jim Ananick is the Democratic leader of the Michigan Senate. He is a Flint resident and represents Flint and Genesee County. You're listening to Michigan Radio.